Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Behema Misukenes. If you have a behema, an animal, on Yom Tov, that is deathly ill, and now you want to slaughter it on Yom Tov because you're afraid that if it dies, it'll become a nevela, a carcass, and you can no longer eat it, you can no longer slaughter it. But the case here is that we know generally you could slaughter on Yom Tov, right? It's for eating purposes. But here, the person already ate his meal, so he doesn't really need it. So can you slaughter or can't you slaughter it? Lo Yishchot, Misha says, don't slaughter on Yom Tov because you don't really need it for food, right? There might be a loss over here. It doesn't matter. If you don't need it for food, then you can't slaughter it. However, the exception would be, Ela Em Ken Yishos B'Yom La'chol B'Menek Zayas Tzli. If you have enough time during the day to even the amount of an olive's worth that is roasted, then we're lenient because we don't want you to lose this big animal that'll die and then you can't slaughter anymore. And they explain over here, even though there's not enough time to cook the animal on Yom Tov, right? Because you have to salt it. Salting it takes time. Then you have to cook it. Cooking takes time. Roasting is a lot quicker. When you roast it, you don't have to salt at all. And you just roast it in the fire. So that speeds up the process tremendously. So if you have enough time to roast it in the fire, enough that you'll have enough to roast an olive's worth, then we permit you to slaughter on Yom Tov because we don't want you to lose, you know, there could be a big hefset here, a big loss, financial loss, when the animal dies and you can't use it for eating purposes anymore. So therefore, we'll be lenient if you have enough time in the day to roast an olive's worth of the meat to be eaten on Yom Tov. And there are those that learn that even if you're not actually going to eat it, right? But technically you could eat it, you had the time slot available to eat it, then we permit you to slaughter it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says no. Afilu k'zayasav chami based v'chasa. Rabbi Akiva is even more lenient. Even if all you have time during the day, you don't have time to roast it, all you have time is to eat a raw piece of meat, the amount of an olive's worth of a k'zayas, from the place where you slaughtered it, right by the neck. So you don't have to skin it, right? Then we also permit you to slaughter it on Yom Tov, because technically you can eat it raw, and that would be okay. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is even more lenient, and if all you have time is to slaughter it and take a part of the raw meat right by its neck, without even skinning it, then that's also okay. So there's a dispute between Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. Next case. Shchat basad, what happens if you slaughter this animal in the field? Some say we're talking about an animal that was deathly ill. Some say it doesn't really matter what kind of animal it is. And we'll see later on in the Mishnah, it really doesn't matter. The point is, lo yiviena b'mota. We don't want you bringing it through the streets back to your house, holding it on either a mot is a big spit, mota is a small spit that they would, put the animal on, and then two people would carry it on their shoulders, and they'd bring it to their homes. We don't want you doing that on Yom Tov, because it looks like a big piersum, looks like you're making a big statement, and people may come to not to desecrate, but to defame Yom Tov, and not give it the honor that it's really due. So what should you do then? We know you're allowed to slaughter in certain scenarios on Yom Tov. Rather, Aval maybe be other Ivam Rivaram, better to bring the animal and, you know, limb by limb back to your house. Even though you have to do a lot more walking, a lot more back and forth, that's better. Because when you do it limb by limb, people know that you slaughtered it on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, and they understand, and they're not going to defame Yom Tov. Whereas if you just throw it onto a spit and bring the whole thing back to your house, maybe people are going to think that you slaughtered it for a business the next day, and people are going to come to defame Yom Tov. So therefore, that would be prohibited, to put it on a spit. But to cut it up into pieces and bring it back to your home piece by piece, in cases where you could slaughter it on Yom Tov, that would be permitted, and that's the way you'd have to do it. All right, that's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. With Mishnah Dalet, we have a small introduction in order to understand the concept over here. So the concept is like this. A bechor, the oldest of a kosher animal, the halacha follows that it's kadosh, it's holy. And you have to give it to the kohen, right? And those are all, they're in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays, though, it's a mikdash, so we may not give it to a kohen, but nevertheless, bezman hazeh in shochtem, we can't slaughter it, unless it has a permanent blemish on it. Because as long as it's complete and it's pure, it's really the kohen's. And technically, if you knew a good kohen, you wouldn't really have to give it to him. So what's the way out of it? Right? The kohen can't bring in the Beis HaMikdash. The way out of it is that you wait till it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, you don't have to give it to the kohen anymore. But the blemish has to be a set blemish, not a temporary blemish. So what you would do is you bring it to a mumcha, an expert, and he would check and see if this blemish is a permanent blemish or just a temporary blemish. If it's temporary, then it still has to go to the kohen. But otherwise, if it's permanent, wouldn't have to go to the kohen anymore, then you could slaughter it. So the Mishnah is talking about a case here where there's a bechor, the oldest of an animal, of a cow, of a sheep, that has a blemish from before Yom Tov.
but you never had a chance to show it to an expert to see whether it was a permanent blemish or a temporary blemish. And then on Yom Tov, it falls into a pit. Okay, and we're afraid now it's going to die, and you don't want to lose this animal. So to just bring it up out of the pit, if it's not going to be for eating purposes, meaning you're not going to be able to slaughter it, it's not permitted, right? So if it has a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, then you can bring it up and slaughter it. If it doesn't have a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, then you can't. So what do? So this is the mission is going to discuss now exactly what we do. So again, we have a bechar, we have the oldest of the animals, the ruler is asked to go to the Kohen, unless it has a permanent blemish. If there's a permanent blemish, you can keep it for yourself. Otherwise, it goes to the Kohen. Okay. Bechar, a animal, the oldest of the animal of a family, the bechar, the firstborn, that has a blemish, but you didn't have time to show it to an expert before Yom Tov. Shenafal abar, and then on Yom Tov falls into a pit. And now we're afraid it's going to die, and we don't want you to lose out. If it had a permanent blemish, you could slaughter it and eat it. So what do? Abihuda Omer, Abihuda says, Yeyved Mumche, send an expert down to the pit. V'yira, let him examine. Emishbo Mum, if it has a blemish, meaning, if it has a blemish from before Yom Tov, that was Kavua, it was a permanent blemish, then you can pull it out and slaughter it, it's no problem, because it doesn't go to the Kohen anymore. Ya'ala v'yishchot, it'll be permitted to bring it out from the pit, to slaughter it, because since it had a permanent blemish from before Yom Tov, we look at it as if it was prepared to be slaughtered on Yom Tov. It's not mukta, it's just prepared to be slaughtered on Yom Tov, and you can slaughter it on Yom Tov. V'imlav, but if the expert goes down and he sees the blemish that it had on the animal from before Yom Tov was not a permanent blemish, rather there could be, it was a temporary blemish, or if there was a permanent blemish, it was only from falling now on Yom Tov into the pit. So even if it fell on Yom Tov into the pit and then got a permanent blemish, that's not going to help you. Lo yishchot, you can no longer slaughter it. You can no longer bring it up from the pit. All right, it's muktzah because since it wasn't prepared before Yom Tov, it's muktzah. Meaning, before Yom Tov, you know, we can't discern whether it had a permanent blemish or not. That makes it muktzah. Even if on Yom Tov it gets a permanent blemish and falling into the pit, since that blemish wasn't there beforehand, the animal's already muktzah. And you can't touch it, right? So you can't remove it from the pit. And even if you did, you can't slaughter it. So if he doesn't see that there's a permanent blemish before Yom Tov, even if they got a permanent blemish now on Yom Tov, since it wasn't set aside before Yom Tov, it will be muktzah and you cannot bring it out and you cannot slaughter it. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol she'en mumo nikar mibe'od yom, if the blemish is not recognizable from before Yom Tov, if it's a permanent blemish, then ein zeh mina mukhan, it's not prepared, like we just said, and it's prohibited to bring it up from the pit on Yom Tov and slaughter it. And the commentators explain that if Shimon is not coming in a bow, he's not coming to prohibit it because of muktzah. Because we just said that. So what's he coming to teach us? If Shimon actually doesn't even hold of muktzah. Unbelievable. He doesn't hold of muktzah. Rather, if Shimon holds that you can't send an expert down there on Yom Tov. Why? Right? If you didn't know what the blemish was before Yom Tov, and you want to find that now on Yom Tov, was it permanent, was it not? He doesn't let you send down the expert on Yom Tov to check it out. Why not? Because when the expert goes down there and he starts making a judgment, it's like being done a judgment. It's like you're fixing something. Fixing something is prohibited on Yom Tov. The Chacham made a gzeira, they made an enactment, atzah shavus, meaning a rabbinic enactment, that they said that you can't send down the expert there, because the fact that he'll give a judgment, it's like fixing, and fixing is prohibited on Yom Tov. So they're making a rabbinic decree over here. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says, if the blemish was not recognizable from before Yom Tov, then it's not prepared. Meaning it's not prepared to be slaughtered on Yom Tov, to be kosher for slaughtering, and to use it on Yom Tov. Because we don't let the expert go down there on Yom Tov and make a decision whether it had a permanent blemish from before or not. Again, not because of muktzah, but because he'll then be fixing this animal to a certain status, which is prohibited on a rabbinic level, on Yom Tov. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And that wraps up Mishnah Daled.